This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
A string of bad news coming from the domestic financial sector has put pressure on the Indian market. Hi and welcome to Money Control. It's Friday and you're tuned in to the Market Podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Anthony, and with me is Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to give you all the updates of what happened in the market this past week and what to look forward to in the coming week. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Thank you, Jerome. As always, a pleasure to be here.
So, Santosh, till last week, it seemed like the markets were recovering, but all of a sudden this week, the markets have melted down.
Well, Jerome, the news flow this week has been pretty much negative, both internationally as well as back home. In the US, the chatter about the economy slipping into recession are getting louder, and as a result of that, you saw a steep fall in the Dow Jones Index on Thursday. Back home, if you look at the RBI, if you read carefully through the RBI monetary policy document, it's very evident that in the short term, things are looking quite shaky for the economy. An immediate recovery does not seem to be on the cards.
Okay.
The RBI did cut policy rates by about 25 basis points, but the market has just ignored it. In fact, what it's more worried about is the commentary in which clearly RBI at one point has mentioned that in the short term, rather the near-term outlook of the Indian economy is fraught with several risks. It has also reduced the GDP growth forecast for this fiscal from 6.9% to 6.1%.
Right.
So, right now, the sentiment is quite negative. While we did see a fair bit of short covering and some buying by domestic funds over the last couple of weeks, you're continuing to see sustained selling from foreign institutional investors.
Okay.
So, there's not much appetite for Indian stocks at this point in time. For the week as a whole, the Nifty and Sensex shedded about 3% each.
Mm-hmm.
Bank Nifty has really taken a beating. That was down about 7%. Small and mid-cap stocks too are taking a pounding. The indices for these respective segments were down close to 5%. So overall, it was a bloodbath at the markets this week.
Right. So, Santosh, you mentioned that banking stocks have taken a pounding. Can you delve more into that?
So, that largely had to do with the PMC, the crisis at the Punjab and Maharashtra Cooperative Bank, which is now seems to be spreading.
Right.
This week, the promoters of HDIL were taken into custody.
Right.
And there is a serious negative sentiment about the financial sector in general. It's more a crisis of confidence than anything else. There are fears that many more financial institutions could be in trouble. At least that is a fear in the market. It may not be true, but clearly that is something that is being on sentiment at this point in time. And as a result, you saw most banking stocks taking a beating.
Mm-hmm.
There were the odd stocks which did slightly well. Yes Bank rallied about 30-odd% on Thursday following the management con call. So, one of the reasons which market players are saying is that now Rana Kapoor will cease to be an influence on the bank. Although it's very hard to believe that that alone is good enough for investors to start buying that stock afresh. But my colleague Madhu had some interesting math about Yes Bank. What she's saying is that basically after the recent capital infusion, the net worth of Yes Bank is around 29,000 crore.
Okay.
So even if you were to assume a worst case scenario, you would have to, the write-offs of all bad loans would not be more than 15,000 crore.
Okay.
Right? So even after that, you are left with a positive net worth.
Okay.
Whereas the market cap of Yes Bank right now is barely about 10,000 odd crore.
100.
So there is some value in the stock at this point, which is why probably you're seeing some kind of interest. But on the whole, the outlook for the banking sector is quite negative.
Exactly. Santosh, I'll just trace back a little. 2018, it was the PNB scam when Neera Modi was involved. Following that, quite a few scams have come. Then finally, the Punjab Maharashtra Cooperative Bank coming under this whole similar scam. So, Can we consider the 2018-19 as the worst scams in the banking sector in India?
Well, it is. There's a lot of questions now suddenly being raised as to, you know, what were the auditors doing, what was RBI been doing, and all those. But from time to time, you do see these things happen. They cannot be altogether done away with. Mm-hmm. It happens even in developed countries. Although the frequency with which they happen may not be so much, but you can't have a situation where these things just don't happen.
All right.
So it's hard to say that whether this is the worst year. Probably you may see that sometime in future also.
Okay.
We've seen a similar situation in 2001 when Global Trust Bank had to be overnight merged with Oriental Bank of Commerce.
Okay.
Otherwise, a lot of depositors would have lost money. So,
okay.
So you're seeing that often when you see banks being merged, you know, very suddenly, there is fair enough reason to believe that there's some kind of a measure being taken to prevent panic in the system.
All right. Okay, Santosh, moving on rather from the banking sector, coming to what were the business developments this past week?
So, among the major announcements this week, the fourth tranche of Bharat 22 Exchange Traded Fund received a fairly good response, and it's got bids for about 13,500 crore. Mm-hmm. The IRCTC initial public offering got a spectacular response.
Right.
It was subscribed close to 112 times.
Right.
The price band was fixed at 350 to 320 per share, with a 10 rupee discount to employees and retail investors.
Right.
It has garnered close to about 72,000 crore. There have been bids worth so much.
Mm-hmm.
And you would suddenly wonder, the crisis in the stock market right now is not due to lack of liquidity.
Exactly.
If people see value, there is enough demand.
Right.
At least that's a good sign. It means that there is liquidity in the system, but only if the valuations are really good, that probably you may see investors loosening their purse strings.
Okay.
Then the government has cut prices of natural gas by 12.5%. According to rating agency Moody's, this, however, is a negative for ONGC as its earnings could fall by over 1,400 crore.
Mm-hmm.
Punjab National Bank has appointed a new head, SS Mallikarjuna Rao, as managing director. Auto numbers for September continue to be under pressure. Year on year, the fall is very steep, but if you look on a month-on-month basis, it's not as bad. But clearly, the sector is still in the grip of a slowdown. Tax collections continue to plunge.
Mm-hmm.
September GST collection fell to a 19-month low of about 92,000 crore. Now, the problem is if the government is not collecting, getting enough money by way of taxes, at some point it will be forced to borrow. And when it borrows, you will see interest rates firming up.
All right. Yes, Santosh, it was quite a bit of bad news for the market. But in the oil segment, how did it fare? We spoke about it last week. Yes, there was a lot of volatility in prices. How has the oil sector fared this week?
Prices have stabilized a bit. It has cooled down a bit.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you again look at the RBI policy document, it clearly mentions volatility in crude oil prices as one of the key risks for the Indian economy. So they're quite vulnerable to geopolitical tensions.
Okay.
And besides that, falling demand for oil is not necessarily a good sign. Also, given the concerns that the global economy itself is slowing down.
All right.
So this will have to be watched very carefully.
Okay. Right, Santosh. So that is what happened in this past week. What do we look forward to in the upcoming week?
So it will be a truncated week. You'll have the IIP data on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the numbers for August industrial output. But if you again were to look at the RBI credit policy document, you know that there's unlikely to be any major surprises there. In fact, the RBI policy clearly mentioned that sentiment in the manufacturing sector is quite weak. The second quarter earnings season will kick off. You have the quarterly numbers from TCS and IndusInd, which will be reported on Wednesday. Then there is Infosys, which will declare its numbers the following day. And at the end of the week, DMart will be reporting its numbers. So these are some of the things to watch out for in the coming week. Of course, investors would be closely tracking global markets, because much of the bad news seemed to be coming from there, as you saw on Thursday when the Dow fell almost 1,000 points intraday.
Right. Santosh, thank you so much for all these valuable insights.
Thank you, Jerome.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
Well, with that, we wrap this episode of the Market Podcast. In case you have any query and you want Santosh to answer to you, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thank you for listening.